Well, you guys started out guns a-blazing. They're up 13-3, and then, you know, foul trouble kind of crept in there, but then Hayes made their run there. But, you know, looking back tonight, I think even though it was a 22-point loss, it was definitely a great effort for your team against a big team.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, you know, Josh was probably having his best shooting night, and he was pretty hot right there. So yeah. that was a big one, you know, to get him in foul trouble and sit him on the bench, you know, because he does have that ability. And when he makes a few, I mean, look out. And I mean, he continued to shoot the ball well for us tonight. So that was good to see. But yeah, you know, they're going to make their runs. You know, we were fortunate enough to make ours at the beginning. As we stopped scoring, they were beating us in transition, and we weren't doing a very good job of, you know, getting back and getting set up, and kind of played on the back of the post a little bit too much. Which is fine if you can force them, you know, 10 to, you know, 12 feet away, you know, because they are big enough and strong enough that if they work you up the paint, I mean, there's a lob pass waiting because you got shooters out there that you have to respect on the backside of it. So your help side's, you know, probably not there all the time. But, you know, we still, you know, saw a lot of good things, you know, out of our guys. I thought, you know, another game that they really competed hard, offensively, yeah. Obviously was a, you know, a bit of a struggle there. You know, but it's hard to score on those guys. You know, they're quick, they're athletic, they're big. You know, so I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, we moved well without the ball there for a while, but, you know, at times we were just a little sluggish and you know, weren't cutting as hard. Probably we didn't look through the post as much as we would have liked to, but at the same time, you know, I liked a lot of the things our guys did today.
I mean, you know, you've played a game this year where you've had a 6'6", 6'7", kid that could just jump out of the gym, but Hayes High, that doubles that what you've seen there. And that can be a little tough at times there, but to hold them down as much as you can there, that was a tough challenge for your bigs tonight or even whoever was playing against them.
Yeah, it is. You know, you got to mix up how you're probably playing them, you know, whether you're,
yeah.
You know, doubling down or digging down on them from the, you know, from the ball side or if you're going to send backside or you're going to double team them and try to get it out. But then you got to really scramble. So, I don't know. If we could have got them out there a little bit further, yeah. You know, great. But I think we kind of bit on some shot fakes and allowed them to, you know, get to the paint. And we just have to, you know, understand that,
yeah.
You know, when you're playing good teams, the effort that you've given in the past, you know, in comparison, it probably, you know, is not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, playing number one team in 5A, the effort that you've given against 2A, 3A schools is probably generally at the times not enough. Like, you're going to have to find that little extra. And I thought we did in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, but
oh, absolutely.
They're just a, you know, they're a very good team. And they are, you know, they're difficult to guard when both of those big kids are in there.
I really thought, you know, Harrison King's decision-making was pretty good here tonight. And, you know, a few times the last couple games he'd get into the paint there and just kind of be stranded there. But he's one of those, he turned around and tried to make a shot there. He had a couple good looks there. He had a three there in the first half there. But I thought his decision-making running that point, I thought was a step forward for you guys tonight.
Yeah, he did. He made some good plays. He got into the paint a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Like to see him, you know, be a little bit, you know, more explosive when he gets it down in there and you know, maybe make a quick decision and then look to kick it or whatnot. But he had some really nice passes. You know, he threaded the needle to Josh over in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of good things. And we need that. But, you know, there's too many times where we're bringing the ball down and we get to a standstill. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably hugging the three-point line. And now all their players are in the passing lanes. And it's
yeah.
a struggle for us to move the ball. So we got to do a little bit better job of creating – using that momentum that you're bringing down with you, you know, in your transition to attack gaps instead of, you know, limiting it ourselves and doing it just from the 3-point line. So, but yeah, I thought he did a great job tonight.
Well, back to league play, another home game for you on Friday night, and you face a Ulysses Tiger team that had the night off tonight. And, you know, for them, they've kind of been up and down this year. And, you know, last Friday night, they 88 points wins you a lot of games, but not
yeah.
against Hugoden. I mean, that's a tough loss there, but this is a street up and down the Ulysses team coming into town
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get, I suppose, because, yeah, 88 points is ridiculous. I don't foresee the score getting to that point, but if they – if they're knocking down as many threes as they did that night, you know, we're going to have to, you know, really pay attention to rotations and doing a good job keeping the ball in front of you because, you know, the Walker kid is really good, very fluid, smooth. Galindo is explosive. He's a good guard. And apparently they've got a lot of other kids that are starting to knock down shots. So we're going to have to, you know, be solid. And, you know, we still another game where we have to play back through our post. You know, that was a long time ago, first game of the year. We did a really good job of playing through our post. You know, that was Gus's first game out. I think he had 10 points that game and Carter right around the same thing. So we need to make sure we take advantage because, you know, they've got one big kid. You know, we need to make sure we use both of ours.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry here post-game here. Beavers drop a tough one, but a good effort, 57-35. Thanks as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you coming up here a couple more times here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.